is this really any, going to be much, much different from what sheriffs have already been doing?
What the law now does is it allows the sheriff to go ahead and generate that permit at the site and give that to the individual while they're there at the counter, so there's no longer involvement with the Department of Revenue.
Are the sheriffs set up so that has somebody issued them basic forms so that all of the material that they have to go through is identical from county to county or department to department?
Yes, the form, the permit is described in great detail in statute, and the Department of Public Safety has developed that form. We have made that form available to the sheriffs on a downloadable PDF, and they'll issue that form on site. The money that was appropriated through the legislators will be able to allow us to procure standardized equipment and disperse that throughout the state. So that should be in, we hope to have that in place by January 1. So the PDF forms, they will continue to be able to issue at their discretion if they so choose between now and January 1.
Do I have to go to the sheriff in my home county, or can I buy a gun in a different county and go to the sheriff there and get permitted?
You can buy, well, you've got me two different questions there. Number one, you can buy a gun in any county. There is no longer a permit to acquire. That was done away with several years ago. If you want a permit to carry a concealed weapon, you have to make the application with the sheriff in the county in which you reside. They will be issuing permits that will look different than the permits they will be issuing on January of 2014, but they will be able to issue permits, and they will be good permits, and they will be five-year permits. The Attorney General has looked at 75 and determined that DOR can no longer be involved in that process as of August 28th. Between August 28th and January 1, the sheriffs have the authority to issue the permits and also the discretion to decide whether or not they want to issue permits in their county. After January 1, the law states the sheriff shall issue the permits. There won't be a gap as to the issuance of permits unless the sheriff of the county in which you reside decides they don't want to issue permits until January 1.
I don't suppose you've heard from any of your sheriffs saying they don't want to do this.
I have not personally heard that from any of the sheriffs, no. But that's completely up to their discretion, according to the opinion of the Attorney General, should they choose to do that.
Right.
That would be a personal decision of the office holder and, you know, the relationship he has with his or her constituents there in the county in which they are elected.
If it's a little bit easier to do this, would you expect an increased number of people to come in and go through the process right there, or would you expect it to be pretty much business as usual in terms of the traffic that they're already doing?
I think it's going to be pretty much business as usual. I don't think the citizens are going to see a big change. I don't think the offices are going to see a big change either. I mean, there has been an enormous uptake in the applications for concealed carry permits over the last 18 months, and I don't see any big surge moving forward. We have some counties that are, doing 300 a month or more. So,
wow, 300 a month.
There's not many. Yeah, there's not many. There's not much place to go. I mean, they're about maxed out of what they're able to handle as it is.
Good thing is, I guess people don't have to take any more information with them to the sheriff's office than they took before this law was passed.
They're still required to bring the instructor certification, and they still have to fill out the application. A couple of things in the application did change. Prior to the 28th, you had to be a citizen of the United States. Now, under the new law, you can be a citizen of the United States or a permanent resident. So that has changed. Hopefully, the public will bear with the sheriffs as we move through this transition. I know every sheriff in the state wants to make it as smooth a transition as possible for their citizens, and wants the citizens to know that they're providing the service that they expect of them, and that their information is going to be secure and safe with them.